The National Weather Service confirms three tornadoes struck Louisiana as a storm system moved across the state last Monday. The most severe of the twisters, which stayed on the ground for 9 miles, started at 11:15 a.m. on Monday, just west of the West Monroe city limits. It moved through the city and into Monroe before lifting off at approximately 11:27. Peak winds were at 125 miles per hour. Minutes earlier, a second tornado touched down in western Ouachita Parish, damaging houses along its three-quarter of a mile path before lifting off over Shinny Lake. Wind strength was at 90 to 100 miles per hour and width was about 225 yards. Surveyors also found evidence of a third tornado south of Mansfield. Its winds, estimated at 95 miles per hour, mainly damaged trees. An audit by the U.S. Department of the Interior Office of Inspector General cites two federal agencies for their lack of oversight when dealing with coastal restoration grants in Louisiana. The audit of the Coastal Impact Assistance Program outlines concerns about contract awards and other financial matters. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the State Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, which are in charge of the program, say the audit did not cite serious problems but did point out areas for improvement. The audit says that poor administration and lax monitoring of early grant projects have persisted under the Fish and Wildlife Service's management of the program. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officials say the audit was done at their request. Former President Bill Clinton is scheduled to join Senator Mary Landrieu in Baton Rouge today to rally support for her campaign. Clinton's visit comes the day before the early voting period starts for the November 4th election. Political analyst Clancy Dubos says it's good for Landrieu that Clinton is stumping for her, considering his popularity among the Democratic base.
He's the logical choice, especially in a state where the incumbent president is not that popular.
Landrieu is in a tight reelection battle with Republican challengers Congressman Bill Cassidy and retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis. This is Clinton's second visit to Louisiana on Landrieu's behalf during the election. Early voting begins tomorrow and runs through October 28th. Dubos says this is part of Landrieu's last push leading up to Election Day.
Clinton's going to help her raise money and increase awareness, and she's going to spend the last 2.5 to 3 weeks of the campaign really focusing on her ground game, identifying her voters, reminding them to go vote.
Both parties are sending in big guns to the state for this Senate race. Republicans sent former presidential candidate Senator John McCain to campaign with Cassidy last week. Dubas says that both parties know what is potentially at stake in this election, and that is control of the U.S. Senate. Textron plans to lay off about 200 workers from its two Slidell armored vehicle plants, saying it's temporarily shutting down production. Workers were told earlier this month that they would be laid off effective November 3rd. Company spokesman Tom Williams says Textron, an industrial conglomerate based in Providence, Rhode Island, hopes to restart production sometime within the next year. However, it's unclear whether the company will rehire the same workers later. Williams says the company hopes to reemploy at least some of the workers.